This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio!
How's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? This is J-Man, of course, just testing a few things out here tonight. And yes, this is a part of our whole J360 double special today. And yes, I am live, as you can see. How you like the J-Man show so far, huh? Huh? This is just one of my many designs out of, I think I lost track of how many designs I did make for this series, but needless to say, this will be a part of Season 10, and things are shaping up to look really, really good. Speaking of which, though, let me go ahead and take a look at a few things while we're here first. I didn't give you guys a cold open because I was testing out a few things right now. First thing, let's go to business. I know a lot of y'all were talking about some movie trailers not too long ago, and I don't think it was Mortal Kombat 2, right? That's kind of passe. I think it was, in fact, Street Fighter, if I'm not mistaken, so let's go ahead and bounce over there real quick. Alright, can you guys still hear me okay? Alright, good, good, good. Okay, so, just making sure that we are all here and that we are all getting exactly what we need. Let me make sure of that, yeah. Okay, let me make sure, because, like I said, things are still kind of being worked on around here. Alright, so let me see. And I hope you all have been doing pretty good for yourselves while we're getting things started. We're going to watch it together, but, oh man. So, they're making a movie of my favorite fighting game franchise again, huh? 1994 wasn't a good example. I take that back for real. Because you know why? Because, you know, at least that movie was entertaining. It might have been for all the wrong reasons, and then there were parts where it was, like, kind of dumb. But, you know, I kind of want that in a Street Fighter film sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like little things like that where I'm just, like, kind of torn. I'm also kind of torn because of who has the film rights now. Yeah. I really, really would not like seeing the Ellison family get another win. I mean, it's bad enough they got the wins with Sonic. But even then, to be fair, that's Skydance taking over Paramount. So, you know, a whole other episode can be made about that. Originally, I was actually going to use this episode for it, but since I'm in the middle of building stuff right now, and nah. Alright, so, let's see how good it's looking, huh? You know? Well, let's take a look. Hey there, J360 Radio fans. Don't worry. Considering that you guys are part of a different medium here, and if you ever wanted to watch the trailer with me sometime, this episode is also on J360 TV where I went through the whole thing. So we're going to skip ahead to where I actually talk about the trailer and all that stuff, and that should really help Theater of the Mind a bit. Okay? But outside of all that kind of stuff, I also had the Street Fighter collection around me so I could play the games later. I'm back in. All right, now, let's go on ahead and take care of that. You know, hey, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I think a lot of people are upset as usual at casting, but we're too far gone to even worry about that right now. I mean, some of the things that I saw, you know, Cody Rhodes may look the part on WWE, but in terms of, like, the actual Street Fighter movie, it went a little too far with his hair. You know what I mean? You could have just had Cody Rhodes have the crew cut, and that would have been enough. Or just, you know, get the ends heightened. But, yeah, that's definitely Guile cosplay right there. And not to mention, I think I saw a bit of Roman Reigns in there as Akuma. I'm sure he could do it. I mean, what do you expect? This is something based off one of the craziest fighting franchises of all time. All right. So don't expect anything to be top level or bottom level, okay? I mean, I think the closest thing you could do for bottom level would have to be the Legend of Chun-Li movie. That would probably be the one, you know? But for what I saw, it's entertaining. I mean, chances are, you know, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to be there. Because I got to see this. In my lifetime, that they're actually making another live-action mainstream Street Fighter film. It can go one of two places, man. You know what I mean? And I don't see it, like, winning any of those prestigious awards. So, whatever. But at the end of the day, the fighting looked pretty good. I hope this isn't one of them trailers where that's a whole collective of all the fights that are going to be in the movie. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you do get those. But at best, I can see it being entertaining. I can see people who actually like the franchise want to go. And I also can see people who probably never even heard of Street Fighter before. They exist, by the way. We'll go see this movie and be like, what is this? This isn't what I wanted it to be. I was expecting something more intricate and deep. Nah, not in this. Street Fighter was a great series, or no, is a great series. And no matter what they get wrong, at least I always got the games and the animated movie to go back to. And not to mention all of the fan-made Street Fighter films that, you know, were pretty deep considering what they had to work with. And not to mention, like, the casting there was still top-notch compared to what we got. But needless to say, I saw Ryu in there. And I gotta say, you know, I picked the right guy for him. And then Ken, you know what I mean? I haven't seen that guy act in anything else. And I think he could do it. There's gotta be a reason why he's wearing pearls around his neck and screaming at Ryu across the kitchen. Maybe there's like a little fun jab or something like that. But as far as I know, yeah, I'll see it. I'm not really upset with it or anything. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest with you. When you see movies like this, you cannot be upset at certain things that you see right there. You can either choose to do one of two things. You could go ahead and not see the movie, which is the best form of protesting ever. Or you could just be like, meh, I'm good. Like, you know, like, that's just the way I've been feeling about a lot of the Marvel movies. That's the way I've been feeling about a lot of Avatar movies and everything else. I'm just like, okay, whatever. Not for me. Not for me. But, yeah, that was a nice touch with the car being smashed up in the end. And needless to say, was that Andrew Schultz I just saw not too long ago? And I think he's portraying Dan Hebeke. Okay, whatever. I mean, I really got nothing to say, especially when you have circumstances like that going on. Yeah, I don't care. I'll go ahead and I'll stress that enough, right? But, you know, when it gets right down to it, though, a lot of us, you know, we tend to look at our movies like, yeah, this is going to be the best thing, this is going to be the best thing. And then there are times where you look at your movie that you've been rooting for, or the movie that you thought, like, is going to be amazing and all that kind of stuff, and you're like, well, nah, this is what they ran with. And whenever I look at, like, circumstances like this, when it's, like, a lore that's been around for 40 years, which Street Fighter pretty much has been, I always look at it like this. Okay, you know, alright, what part of the lore are they going to run with? You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I get out of it. And see, the truth is, are they going to go with the first game's storyline mixed with the second game storyline? Or are they going to throw, like, Alpha in there? Like, I mean, obviously they're doing the Alpha storyline because, you know, Cammy's suit and everything. So she's still part of Shadow Law. I saw the man that they have playing as Bison, and that man's got range. All right, I can't think of his name right now. I think it's David something, but I know he was in both Ant-Man films that are worth talking about, and I know that he was in Late Night with the Devil. So he could do it. He could do it. Just give him a chance. As soon as I see him pull one Psycho Crusher out or do whatever the hell that freaky thing Bison does with the Psycho Power, as soon as I see that, I know we made good casting on this. But the funny part about it is a lot of people are just ripping those character posters apart now. They're just going down and saying, like, oh, who could have went with this? Who could have went with that? And I was like, well, you know what? Let me see the trailer, and then I can see what everybody's talking about. And as I saw the teaser trailer, I got to say, yeah, okay. nothing worth going to the internet about. But, let's see. Does it make me want to buy or play any of the Street Fighter games on Switch? Yeah, I ain't got to buy them if I already own them. I don't know, man. I mean, you know, the thing about it is I used to get real excited about these things. But I know, like, that kind of died when that remake of Mortal Kombat came out. When I saw, like, the Mortal Kombat remake come out, it just, I was like, okay, lots of premise. And then I actually saw the movie, and then I was like, oh, well. There's going to be a sequel. If there's not going to be a sequel, it's all up to them because this is what they wanted to churn out, and this is what we got. Whereas you look at the movies from the earlier times, like in the 90s and all that kind of stuff, see, things were still pretty new. So it was like, you know, you could kind of get away with doing what you want to do, but when you got certain things that have established lores to it, you know, you just need to see exactly what they're trying to run with and how we're going to get something. Because at least with this new Mortal Kombat 2 that's coming, we actually got a tournament this time. I'm wondering if this Street Fighter movie will actually have a tournament in it, you know? Because usually that's the basis of it. They all had a tournament at one time. Hell, even Eternal Champions had a tournament at one time. So it was like, yeah, you know, the Enter the Dragon trope. And I think it's really, really interesting to see where they go with it. But, eh, it'll make its money. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of people that love Street Fighter, and then there are some people that don't know what it is. So it remains to be seen. But like I said, you know, I have my reservations for why not going to see it, and I have my reasons to go see it. And speaking of Street Fighter, not too long ago, man, ever since I got out of the Institution of Higher Learning and just chilling for a while, I've been doing nothing but playing a lot of those games in addition to, well, no, I have been doing stuff. I've been rebuilding G360 Productions. That's the age-old battle, it'll never end, and I love every damn bit of it, but for one day, I got lost in playing video games again, you know what I mean? And on a good day, too, because it was snowing like hell out there not too long ago, and, you know, didn't have any place to be at. So I was like, let me go on ahead and just chill out for a while. And man, I got back into the fold. Now I get through Hadoukens like nobody's business. Do the flash kick multiple times. Actually getting my move set with Charlie again. You know, because I was playing Alpha. And, you know, it's just good to be back, man. I was like, yeah, this I remember. This I understand. This is what I want. You know? And then I went over to SNK, played with some Fatal Fury, catching up on that. Even though, you know, it's kind of hard to switch between the two sometimes because Fatal Fury is like Street Fighter, but it has the different planes. So I was doing that scenario, fighting from the classic ones up to real bout. And I gotta say, like, it's good to see, like, the fighting genre getting a hell of a lot of love again. And not to mention, like, with Fatal Fury City of Wolves being released not too long ago. That was fun. I don't know why the hell there's a DJ and a soccer player in there, and I also don't know why the hell SNK has, well, I know they're owned by the Saudi Arabian government. They got a control stake in them. I wasn't going to do that. We need a break. but as I'm going about saying all this kind of stuff, it was just nice to just get back into the fold and the groove of loving video games on that level again. And not to mention, before we even got to this episode of the J-Man Show, let me tell you, I was over there playing two games that I've never beaten in my youth that I managed to actually take care of. Now, you're probably thinking that it was something like Killer Instinct. No, I've beaten Killer Instinct many times. Or you're probably thinking that it was like Primal Rage, which quite a lot of you probably have never heard of. But no. These were games that plagued me for quite a long time that I just gotten a chance to beat. It was Super Mario Bros. 1 and 2. Oh, for real? Yes, yes. Super Mario Bros. 1 and 2. I had problems with you. like trying to jump the cliffs, trying to make sure that I made it through each and every time fighting a copy Bowser. Or you know, like making sure like the Shy Guys didn't trap me as I was digging, you know, in Mario Bros. 2. I managed to beat both of those games this weekend. I was like, yes, okay. You know what I mean? Like, I managed to do it. Just sat down, got back into it, left all of real life away for a while, you know what I mean? And just, you know, fell back in love with Nintendo franchises again, too. And that was really, really awesome. And I knew there was a reason I bought that Switch, man. I knew there was a reason I did that. I was like, yes! Win! And you know what? I found that whole thing out as I was just getting back into the groove of it. And then, well, you know, to be fair, I kind of did that not too long ago when I was playing Zelda Ocarina of Time. And I managed to beat all of that, too, on my birthday weekend. And that was friggin' awesome. And we were wrapping up Monster Fest at the time. And, like, I was in the parts where Zelda was getting creepier by the moment. And, like, you know, you could feel that Majora's Mask vibe happening in Ocarina of Time. So it was perfect for Monster Fest. I just wish I had everything set up so I could have did that show with you guys. But, you know, here's the beautiful part of it. Whatever games that I have played in the off-season or whatever, I could play them again for the show for you guys. And I think that would be really cool to see. The thing is, though, I try not to do it where I'm too fresh at it, because then it'd be like, you know, redundancies. But, play the game and just, we all won together, you know? Beautiful part of it all. And speaking of that series, that should be coming back next week. I'll try to get all these things ready to go by Christmas. And I hope you guys are liking my new arrangement here. And as you can see, there is a J360 hotline connection right here. So anytime you guys would like to call in or interact with me as I'm doing the J-Man show, not the mini bites per se, because the mini bites are not, they're not going to be produced the same way this show is. Yeah, things are changing in a big way, guys. But say, like, if you ever wanted to chill with me on any of the shows that are live and in your face right now, you can do that. Now keep it clean, however, because I do need this to syndicate to other areas. Alright, and you can also leave me a voicemail too, because I'll play it on the show and all that jazz. And then outside of all that, because I would love to hear what some of you guys out there have, oh god, that's not the way to do it. I would love to hear what all of you have to say, you know what I mean? Any of y'all, because I know y'all got a lot of things to talk about, some things you want to ask me, some important stuff going down. You probably even want to talk some trash about football, which, by the way, yes, I saw the Eagles win. And I gotta say, I'm happy for it, because things was getting pretty scary there. And not only that, but I hate the play calling. I do not like what Kevin Patullo is trying to do for this team. I don't. And what's wild about it all is, you know, it's just he got exposed. And it's just like, you gotta do something different. You understand what I'm saying? And at least with this game right here, now we're playing the Raiders, and the Raiders are whichever one shows up this year. You understand what I'm saying? And they didn't show up this time, so that's just one of those kind of things. But a lot of those three previous games, we could have won them. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, that Dallas game alone was, it's still an insult, man. That's just, we didn't want to give a damn or something. And then there was something that happened along with the last time's game, too. You know, we made that team look like champs. Like it was the turnover game? Wait, Jalen Hurts turnover meme? What? No! Not in this lifetime! But apparently it happened. And, it ain't awesome, man. I know now, like, it's Dallas and the Vikings tonight. Or by this recording, by the way. You know, I gotta make sure we timestamp that in. But, yeah. I don't know where that's gonna go. I hope that Dallas loses, but the Vikings also are like whoever shows up this year too. So if Dallas loses, then that's a better chance for the Eagles to have division. But I'm telling you, any of them three previous games, man, like I always say, don't lose to Dallas, and I always say don't lose to New York, and of course I definitely say don't lose to Washington. You know what I mean? Because you don't want your division rivals to have any sort of leeway over you. But, you know, like, when it comes down to it, it's not only the fact that they get the dub, but their fans start talking that trash, boy. They start talking that trash and being all like, yeah, y'all ain't win. Y'all ain't win. I know my team trash, but y'all ain't win nothing. Yeah, it's everything all the time with that shit. I'm like, cut it out, man. You know what I mean? But that's the passion of being an Eagles fan mixed in with everybody else's passions and BS and stuff. And, you know, being that I'm all Philadelphia sports, you know, do I catch a break? Hell no. But you have to have balls made of steel to be a Philadelphia fan. I'm telling you that right now. Because if there's one that disappoints you, I guarantee the other one will disappoint you. And sometimes it's in the same day. Like, I'm wondering who won that Sixers game because I didn't get a chance to see it. So I got to catch up on that too. And then, like, you know, the Flyers did not win this time against the Hurricanes. So I know that happened. But, you know, anytime that we are actually to pull a triple crown and all of the teams are performing, you know, you rarely ever see it, but it's a very beautiful sight. And I got to say one way or another, I'm stick with them rain or shine, always. But can't nobody tell me about always next year and all that kind of stuff. But believe me, I have my diet of that. I know. That's just one of them kind of things that I wanted to let you all know about and all that kind of stuff. I am paying attention. It's just that, man, I had a lot of stuff to cover not too long ago. And now that I'm actually finally free for a change, you know, I can actually get back in the swing of things on what we need to do here. And not to mention, like, rebuilding the J-Man show was a very much needed operation this time. And like I said, you know, I'm hoping y'all are liking the layout and everything, because this is the way we're going to be doing things. And not to mention, more interaction with you guys is always important. No matter who's in that chat box, no matter who's leaving comments, no matter, like, you know, if there's things you want to talk about, let's talk about it. Let's make that stuff happen. And then not to mention, I know I wanted to talk to you guys about boycotts. I wanted to talk to you guys about, like, you know, staying focused during a boycott, because there's all that stuff that's going on out here now. What with data, what with, you know, oligarchs losing sight of who exactly is buying their products or not. And see, the thing about it is that I also realize some of y'all need a break. Okay, some of y'all need a break from things. You probably hear more of the end is nigh from everybody else and all sorts of other channels. But, you know, today I can give you a break because this is unorthodox. I mean, I'm never really here on this program on a Sunday. So I'm paying it forward to let you guys know exactly that we're all just having a good time right now. But come Wednesday, though, you know, I'm going to try to get everything back on regular schedule. But Wednesday, though, yeah, I'm afraid it's business as usual. We're going to have to talk about this. But that being said, though, how are you guys enjoying Christmas right now? I hope Christmas is going well for a lot of you. I mean, I know it can be hard out here. I know, like, inflation ain't making things any better. But I hope that you all are finding things doable. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that you're able to achieve the things that you like. I hope that you're able to shop for the things that you're fortunately able to shop for. And I hope that the kids are having a good time during the holidays and stuff, too. I mean, because these last couple of Christmases, y'all, I mean, there are moments where I'm feeling it, and then there's moments where I'm not feeling it. And I'm always like, okay, so, you know, because Christmas used to be awesome, man. I mean, I guess because, you know, that's from the perspective of somebody who's young, in contrast to somebody who's pretty much in middle age. No, that's not a laugh in my pain kind of laugh. I mean, that's just me just saying, like, I embrace it. I don't mind being, you know, near 40. I'll take it. I mean, like, what the hell am I supposed to do, right? Try to bring back the 90s or something? Or say, like, yeah, y'all, I'm young forever. Heart maybe, but, you know, it's all right, you know. Being near 40 is not a problem. I mean, it's just something to embrace. It's something to be like, hey, look, I got grayness in my beard. I got some salt and pepper going on, things like that. You know, as you get older and stuff, not looking at no Rogaine bottle, not saying, like, man, if I was younger and all that kind of stuff. Nah, not for me. I'm good, y'all. And besides, like, you know, you want to go back to those days because they were simpler. Truth is, though, sometimes simpler things are okay until they get complicated. And the thing is, I like the new tech. I just don't like who's trying to take over all of us with new tech. I don't like the way, like, new tech is being abused to make cheap, terrible art and facsimiles and stuff like that. I like it when people actually learn something, create something because they've learned from the tutorial. I like the idea of accessible education, which is always cool, you know, but like I said, as things grow, there's still that idea of, like, rules that need to be in place and the idea of things need to be regulated. You know what I mean? But, see, once again, everything's always an absolute value nowadays in this climate. And it just ruins it. So, that's all I keep saying about these things. And no, I'm not diving into about any of that stuff going on in Washington right now. I'm not diving into... Don't worry about that tonight. Matter of fact, tonight, you're just chilling with me pretty much. And, you know, it's just one of them kind of things that keep talking to me in the back of my mind. Speaking of which, like, I remember when somebody was saying not too long ago about, you know, about that sort of thing. And they were adamant about this. And I looked right at them and I was like, well, hold on a minute. Do you deal with it every day? Do you have your, I mean, like, what hurts you about that? You know what I mean? Just have a conversation. And the person speaks back to me like, well, she says she does not want to deal with it every day. And that it's just people go overboard with it. And then I asked her, okay, well, here's the thing. Do you have your own car? Do you have your own home? Do you have a job you're proud of? Do you have a job that you hate that actually pays for, you know, everything that you want to do? And she answered yes to at least 3 out of the 4. And I said, well, hey, guess what? Welcome to politics. Because you got to go through a lot of things to even have that lifestyle. You got to go through a lot of unnecessary nonsense to even speak on that level. And they try to make sure that you're not involved with it because most of the time they just want you to spend money. Spend money that you don't even have. Credit can be very evil sometimes. Especially if you don't know how to handle it. And it just gets crazier every time that I deal with people on this kind of stuff. I mean, like, we can avoid it like the plague. I remember, like, watching, like, some YouTube commentators always say, like, I avoid it like the plague. I avoid it like the plague. Well, you see, that's the beautiful part of you being a box on YouTube instead of actually sharing life with me out here in the real. Because out here in the real, you know, there ain't no avoiding stuff like the plague. There's being caught off guard, and then there's being aware of things. You see what I'm saying? So it's like little things like that. I tell you that stuff not to harm you, but to make you aware. And you kind of want to be aware of these things because they try to make sure that you don't need to know anything. Stay asleep, y'all. Oh, that's so wicked. That is terrible. But like I said, I didn't make that circumstance. But the reason why I tell you guys these things, though, you know, for your awareness, for you to know about these things, and to stay sharp. And most J360 fans know that anyway. But, yeah. So, you know, like, we're going into the new year with this stuff. And I'm out here broadcasting. So, you know, how much does any of this make sense right now? Shoot. But you know what, though? I'm really, really looking forward to 2026. And I'm going to tell you why. Because there's a lot of things for, you know, for the franchises and all that stuff that I want to do. And I'm actually rolling them out. So we're going to have ourselves a great time with it and all that jazz. You know, somebody asked me not too long ago about, like, what happened with me and the other podcasters that I was with. They're doing good. They got their own show. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest with you. Like, I don't have no ill will to them, but it's just how things have changed in the climate. And I have other things to deal with right now, so I couldn't even be a part of that series even if I wanted to because I had all this other stuff coming in, you know? And it's just, it's wild to think about, but yeah, like, you know, sometimes you get too busy, you know, and I wanted to go ahead and do things in another direction anyway. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. But I wish nothing but the best for them and, you know, just as long as they live a good life and I don't see them in the news, what do I got to worry about, you know? And I say that about a lot of things. And even then, like, I try to look at this stuff like this. You can disagree with stuff, and I think people have long since lost the way on how to disagree. You know, like, if you're liberal about stuff, cool. If you're conservative about stuff, I mean, it's not a good look for you at all either, but... You know, it's one of them kind of things where, you know, you try to find common ground with each other, but you know that one way or another, you're not going to be cut from the same cloth from anybody, and that's just unfortunate, because there might be one day that you might agree to go do something. Like, for example, let's say that there was something that you wanted to buy for your company or to help you out or whatever the case may be, and you had to go through like one of these companies that everybody's boycotting against. You know what I mean? And you know that you couldn't get that at any other time, because that would be the best time and the best opportunity for you to get in there and get that piece of technology. But you see, everybody's like this. Well, we're all supposed to be boycotting this. If you do this, you turn on us. And it's like, you know, at that point, you got to think about this. Okay, well, let me see if I can find this at another place and then go ahead and work with that. And then chances are, because things are being bought up and people are merging all of their companies and everything, you know, chances are it's still part of the same disgusting thing that you're protesting. And it sucks. So then that's when you have to really make a choice, because you got people looking at you. And how does that choice all factor out, and what does that have to do with right now? Well, it's like this. When you make a choice like that, you have to think, are you going to be okay in the morning whether people are going to be around you or not? Because they made their decision, and you made a decision, and as you went on doing what you needed to do, they're going to be mad at you anyway, even if you had a choice or not. See what I'm saying? So it's like, you have to make the best choice for you, regardless of whether it's popular or regardless of what people think about you or exactly how you're getting along in this lifetime. And it's something. You know what I mean? Your personal choices, professional choices, and then choices in the community. And then sometimes that choice in the community benefits them, but they're so angry at stuff, they don't even see it. Or then there's that whole thing where, you know, you have to work with people you don't like. Whereas, in contrast, like, you got some people, they talk like they work with everybody they like and all that kind of stuff. Which, is that realistic? You gotta think about it sometimes. Now, like I said, I know we're supposed to be chilling tonight, and I threw that in there to get you guys thinking about stuff. I'm going to get you guys thinking about a lot of things as I normally do on the J-Man Show. But yeah, it's just one of them kind of things to remember. You're not going to please everybody. Regardless of how the political climate looks, regardless of how you handle the holidays, regardless of how anything goes in life in general. I got to say this. There's usually a special percentage of people that you never could reach who always had an opinion about something, who always saw something as negative or whatever, and never believed in you at all, that you would let down because you made a choice. And you know what? They still over there being as ornery as ever. So the best thing you can do is just say whatever to it and just keep it moving. That's all there is. I mean, it's kind of like, let me go ahead and give you guys, because I can't just throw stuff at you without going ahead and showing a reference to my life. You know, I have a family member, a cousin, if you will, and you know what I mean? Like, she shows up, she asks me what I'm doing with my life. Like, I really need to tell her, right? But she'll ask me about it. And I said, well, you know, I work in media, and I do quite a lot of other things on the side in addition to running my own production company. And I'm looking to upgrade my lifestyle, you know, with another degree. And she's like, well, what you gonna do with that? And I said, what I just told you what I was gonna do. And this is somebody in my family. This is somebody who my mama talked to her mama. You know, things like that. And even during the holidays, you know, when all of the cousins get together and all that kind of stuff, she'll ask me that same question. I give her the same answer. Because it's not gonna change. Your career is your career. And see, like, I'm doing quite well in everything that I'm doing. Even J360 Productions. And, like, you know, stuff's growing and I'm staying consistent with it. With a few things on the back burner, by the way. But, you know, like I said, putting them into play now. But the idea is, it's like, this is somebody in my family who should be aware or at least know what I'm doing. And still in that mode lock where she has to ask me this, and I give her the same answer. And it seemed like it's a very interesting conversation for those who have never experienced it before, but you got two people in the conversation that have. So that's why, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes community can let you down, sometimes family can let you down. And sometimes your friends, well, You ever have your friends in charge of, like, parts of your business, and chances are, you know, they're not all about the work right now. They just want to hang out with you. And they keep saying, well, you know, if I'm just your friend, I just want to be friends. I don't understand. When you get conversations like that, that's when you just realize this person might be a good associate, but you can't put them in charge of any part of your business. You got to cut them loose. That indecisiveness right there, you know, that's like dollars and cents being lost every time. And I'm not saying, like, you know, your friends can't help you from time to time, but if you got them certain friends that know you've been working on this and building this thing, and they have not put a good word in, and they not have, you know, pretty much give you good PR and all that kind of stuff, then that's a friend that, once again, they're just there. They're just there. They're not worried or concerned about you even being famous or whatever. And the truth is that it's good to have those kind of people to talk to, because they're not in an ill will or anything, but don't expect too much support from them and stuff. The people that probably will support what you do outside of yourself are probably going to be strangers, probably going to be people who are orbiting your channel, probably going to be people out there you will never ever meet, but they'll buy your merch and all that kind of stuff. It's one of them kind of things that, you know, again, the people that know you already have an idea, but at the same time, not on that same level to push you. But the strangers are the people that see what you do, and they tune in, and they, not, doesn't matter what time they tune in, because I have people who always tell me, Jay, I'm sorry to make the live show, I'm sorry, blah, 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 and I'm always like, hey, look, it's fine. But there's a reason why the VOD is there, there's a reason why, like, I have the stuff that's on the YouTube channel and everything. Because, you know, I want you to enjoy it at your pace. I'm still getting the views. I'm still getting the likes and everything. You know, and sometimes I have to go through a whole different medium or a whole different website to get it. Dims the breaks. And the thing about it is, it's been an adventure going on 20 years. You know what I mean? Whether I'm in school, on and off, any of that kind of stuff. And it's been a great adventure. And it's only going to get better because, you know, I'm loving every bit of resolve and I'm learning a lot. Even as I'm streaming out here on YouTube. So it's just like, hey, I'm having a good time with it. Aren't you? And like, you know, a lot of the strangers that have reached out to me on the program and everything, I don't know them from Adam or Eve, but they seem to like what I do. So I show up and offer it just like I'm doing right now, you know? So, like, that's the best kind of adventure and advice I can go ahead and say about all this kind of stuff, is just the drive to keep on doing it. Have the satisfaction to keep on doing it. And that's what it should be about. And then remember this, the ability to use your voice to bring people together. That's community. And community is a collective of people that not only you like or not only you know, but a lot of people that you don't know. And a lot of people that you probably won't even see unless something goes down or at the end of the day you got something important to talk about. And that those are just as important as people you know. You know what I mean? And I say that because a lot of people always try to talk about it like, you know, strangers don't have a role. Or like, you know, or the negative aspect of strangers. There's some good ones too, you know what I mean? But the negative aspects, they all over the place. And let me say something about that. Did you know that like 80% of problems and situations that happen to people are usually from people that know those people? Usually from somebody you know that'd be doing some stuff like that. You understand? And I'm not saying friends or whatever. I mean, all the way to acquaintances and then some. Like, you might get that 20% or whatever of strangers and stuff, but a lot of that stuff starts with people that you already know. You know what I mean? And I always look at it like this. At the same time, you just gotta keep moving. You know? If people like the things that you do, you have to keep it moving. But the ones that know you, and the thing about it is, I love this too, because like, people that know you, I don't know why people act like the ones that know you are the most honest, open people they ever are. They can be. Like, if they don't show up to any of your stuff, whether it's VOD or whatever, okay, that tells you all you need to know about them. But of course, I'll hear that argument, people are busy. Yeah, okay. I'm busy too, so what exactly are you trying to win with those points? or like any of the other stuff where they're not getting involved because they're worried somebody else will see that kind of stuff. Now, see, that's why I don't hang out with certain other creators with that nonsense, see, because I don't do friends on the weekend. You know what I mean? See me in the day as you see me at night. That's the way I look at it. Because if you got people that do this stuff, and trust me, you'll have people who do this stuff throughout every aspect of your life. It ain't always just grade school and then, you know, middle school and then high school. Like, these people will do this crap forever. And, like, if you see a lot in the news where people are having difficulty getting along and all this other kind of stuff, it's usually that same kind of mentality. A lot of us graduated high school, some didn't, but still have that same mentality. And it's really, really, it's really, really sad. I mean, the ones that are in charge, the world leaders that we have right now, are all about this high school crap. And it's just like, as I'm running mine and as I'm climbing up the company ladder and all the stuff that I'm doing, I don't care. I want people who can do the job. I want people who are with me as part of the team, you know? Because, like I say, when you have friends, and you'll have friends and stuff like that, your friends sometimes won't see it the same way you see it. They'll see it as, oh, I'm hanging out with him, and it's party time and all. And it's like, yeah, okay. Okay. It isn't. That's money being wasted. You know? And it's really, really sad. Sad that I have to tell you all that, but it's just things that I'm letting you guys know of for, like, when you move into a new year and stuff like that. You look at the people around you, and you see, like, a lot of the way they treat each other and stuff like that. And you see it during the holidays, too, where people don't treat each other well and the same and stuff. And I always like this. I'm like, well, why are you upset at so-and-so over there? Because they didn't finish college. Well, did you ask them why they didn't finish college? Did you ask them, like, what exactly was going on, or like, you know, like what exactly is happening to them? And you see a lot of the people in the older group, they don't understand talking to each other. They talk at you, but they don't understand the fact that you're talking to them on that level. And, you know, it's wild to me because I see a lot of that in my family. I see a lot of that in the workplaces that I go to. I see a lot of it. And the funny part about it is they look at me like, you know, like I'm growing a third appendage out of my back or some crap. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, yeah, why don't you ask that young person why they're not feeling it going to school and stuff like that? Why don't you ask them about their mental health? Why don't you ask them exactly what's all going down with them? It is kind of like some friends that I know of who say, you know, I haven't talked to you in a while. Well, it's like, yeah, because I haven't been on Facebook like anything. I mean, I'm sorry. I got to go and do other things and stuff. I mean, we could meet up later if you want. That's okay. I don't want to. It's like, I don't chase nobody. But, you know, you see a lot of that stuff go on and everything, but on the offset is, in this ramble here, when you're doing stuff professionally and everything else, that's supposed to be the world coming in. And you broaden your world. Don't always look to your friends to do all that kind of stuff. Don't look to your friends and your family to do all that supporting and everything. You made that for the world to enjoy. Let the world enjoy and take it all for what it is and give you that push. Whereas, like, you know, being a good person and a good friend and being there for others and stuff like that, that's always good, but you got to be there for you too. And you have to have a balance in all this kind of stuff. And if you don't have balance and stuff like that, you know, it's going to be hard for you, you know? And I tell that to a lot of you guys out there, much as I tell it to other people that I know of in real life. It's like, okay, you know, you do and you do for these people, but when's the last time you did for yourself? When's the last time you've actually enjoyed who you were? When's the last time you've actually, well, in my case, played a video game and, you know, just played it all the way through because, you know, you enjoyed yourself. You know? Like I said, I've done a lot for my community. I've done a lot for people in the J360 Legion. I've done a lot for other creators. I've done a lot for, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm just having a field day right now, you know, looking at all of it. Now, when we had to go ahead and move to, like, different channels and stuff, we lost numbers and subscriptions. But we're going to get a hell of a lot of them back because, you know, The only time is like right now, and you always will get the new episodes here on J360 TV, so there's really nothing to be too concerned about. But what I'm also trying to do is uplift you guys and say, you know what? Got to keep pushing, got to keep it moving, and make 2026 the best we can, even though we may all have a lot to deal with in a big way, you know? But like I said, I'm not going to stop making content just because miserable people out here are trying to do whatever they can to scare us into submission or whatever the case may be. It's just getting ridiculous. But I will tell you this much, though. I'm here doing my thing. I'm having a good time with it. And I don't see myself stopping anytime soon. And just like going to see that Street Fighter movie, sure. But you know what? Let's see what comes out of Ellison that'll ruin that whole thing. And then I can also say, nah. You know what I mean? But outside of all that, though, I'm liking the way all this stuff is turning out. And I know that there will be a lot more episodes on the horizon. I hope that, you know, Dallas loses the game tonight, but I don't see the score in front of me, so I hope I didn't jinx anything. And like I said before, the hotline is always right there for any time you guys would like to call in or you like to leave a voicemail, and I'll air it on the show next time I do this series. But like, there's a lot of new stuff that's happening here, guys, and I'm looking forward to a lot of new faces. I'm looking forward to a lot of people to actually get involved, and you know, hey, it's all about growth from here, right? So, like I said, if you like things that are going on here at J360 Productions, you know what I mean, please like, comment, and subscribe. Oh, and by the way, speaking of which, the J360 Jams TV 14 special did land today. It will be linked at the end of this video. So, this is J-Man signing off. Y'all take care of yourselves. I'll see you next time, all right? Peace.
J360 Radio!
Hey, welcome to the J-Man Show here on...
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.